B-Pod Studios.
Can I have your attention, please?
I'm not awake right now.
Wake up!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
You've been waiting on Tuesday?
This is my favorite day.
Really? Tuesday?
That's pretty weird, but...
Whatever floats your boat. Y'all ready to do this thing?
Ready when you are, baby.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Here we go, Tuesday morning. Nice blue sky out there this morning. Some, you know, high little thin clouds. And boy, yesterday, what a day. What a strange day.
It was a good day.
It was
nice, and then it was like muggy and gross, and then it cooled off, and then it was, I love a good summer rain, even though it's spring, and I do like a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I liked that it rained just in time to cancel baseball.
That's good. Yeah, lots of
did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Okay.
My wife was all upset because, you know, she has these new, you know, like the hanging flower baskets and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
That heavy downpour can take the petals off those things real quick.
Those are the ones she gets on Mother's Day and they're dead by Father's Day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Very costly to replace.
We get those, too.
Okay. So the storms that came through yesterday afternoon. I mean, did you get a lot of lightning at your place?
We got a pretty big one, actually. We were sitting at the kitchen table and everyone jumped. I was like, ooh, that was close.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
Nobody's going to complain about it. It was like 84 degrees in my place. Nobody's going to complain about the heat yet, right?
No.
No, not yet.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
I will.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile,
I'll be right behind you, but not right now.
We're really pretty lucky. I see this morning in Colorado and Wyoming, they had snow and ice yesterday.
Yeah, weather.
Weather. Okay, stuff we got coming up on the program today. Well, Jeopardy James won again last night.
Yep.
Big surprise. He's almost $1.8 million now.
That's
you
crazy.
Know, he's been, that was his 23rd win. I'm thinking pretty soon he's going to have to... qualify this as his full-time job, you know, because this keeps going and going and going.
Could be.
Well, but they don't pay off till the end.
When's
so
the
he
end?
Doesn't get any of his money until
he's
he
gone.
Loses.
Yeah, so it's like
so it's not. He's like, what is he doing for his like? What does he do for his
well,
real job?
That I
he
mean, gambles. Take up every day.
He's a professional gambler, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. How do you call in sick?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Let me see. Win a granted 60 seconds coming up this morning right here on the program. And we have Dirty Laundry. What's coming up on Dirty Laundry at 7:45?
The totally gross reason the Spice Girls had to delay their rehearsals.
Yeah. Really? Oh, God.
It's pretty nasty.
Oh.
Nasty. Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, the following segment of Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program comes with a bit of a warning here because this may cause you to have some concerns over your past relationships with hamsters.
Yes, so, that thing you did with the hamster was wrong.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, little kids have hamsters. People have hamsters. It's like an it's like a starter pet, right?
Yeah,
I'm sort of like
okay,
caring for another living being.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, hamsters, they don't really live that long usually. I don't know. It seemed that way. So you go to the cage. It's not breathing. You put it in a cardboard box, kids box, and you bury it. Well, you might have done that too soon because the hamster you buried as a kid might have been alive. Animal experts say hamsters often go into hibernation mode when it's cold, spending several days without moving a muscle or even appearing to breathe.
Even when they're living in the house.
Yes.
I have two buried in my front lawn.
They might have been alive.
I'm not dead yet.
Yep. Before dropping your little pet into a backyard hole or worse, flushing it down the toilet. Vets recommend.
Wow, that's a big toilet.
That's a clogger right there.
Wow.
Some people make that mistake. Veterans, veterinarians.
Flushing a hamster.
I'm just saying, you
looks
know.
Like you got a clog here. What'd you do? Well, I flushed a hamster.
Is that what you call it now?
You didn't need him first, did you?
You guys are so good. Anyway, you have to check the temperature around
somehow
its cage.
Your mother was a hamster.
This is devolved. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, wouldn't you usually like reach in and like pet the hamster and see if
thing.
He moves?
Hamsters, you have to check the temperature around the cage, and hamsters live in warm climates where temps are at least 68 degrees.
You're not saying take the hamster's temperature.
No, just around the cage. So if it's colder than that, you might want to move your pet to a warmer spot and hold off on digging for a couple of days. Because that's
or until the smell gets...
They also,
nope, he's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's just hot.
They also advise owners to be patient when checking to see if their hamsters are breathing. You have to be patient. Because a hibernating hamster often goes between 1 and 2 minutes between breaths. That's a long time.
That's maybe he just has sleep apnea.
You know how to make sure the hamster is dead.
He's wearing a little mask, you know. You know he's got a
problem. You know how to make sure the hamster is dead.
No, how do you do that?
You bury him.
Well, thank you very much.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is all about spoiler. And I think we're going to have, we should set a new rule here on the program that from now on, this will be the spoiler alert alarm to let you know that something is going to be a spoiler alert thing so you can be prepared.
We vote on that later. Okay.
So, and this is all has to do with Game of Thrones and all that kind of stuff that took place over the weekend.
So how long do you wait before you start discussing the spoilers on a show? Now, some people are like, you should never do it. But about 64%, there's a new survey, 64% said, wait a week. And that's like that's a nice little
plenty
buffer.
Of time for somebody to
but
catch
I
up.
But I feel like with Game of Thrones,
it was
like,
a little different with Game of Thrones because it was that appointment. So, like, if you didn't watch the finale when it was happening, you're already behind the game.
Exactly.
And too bad for you.
And
that's very mean. What about those people that work, nurses, doctors?
They got to figure it out. If you go into that profession, if you go into that profession, you got to figure out how to avoid spoilers.
I stayed up late and watched it, but it's different than like an Avengers spoiler where it's not. You know, it's just the movie's open. You've got that like you need that buffer zone so that everybody can get out and see it.
Right.
That's a big difference because you can stream. You know, anything else, you know, like Game of Thrones, you can stream that.
Yeah, you could watch that. You know, if you're a doctor in the operating room, you could be watching it on a device.
Exactly.
You could do it.
The Avengers, you can't break into a theater at any time of the day.
So if you have movies that are based on series like The Avengers or you have TV shows where you have to put in 8 years of work, then I think that the spoiler alert can be a week. But I feel like movies, you should never spoil it because a really amazing thing happened to me and it worked out really well.
What?
Because I, despite the fact that there were 4 movies made about it, I never knew the ending of A Star is Born. Never knew what happened. Now, I'm not going to say what happened because it made it so awesome.
You mean you never...
Never knew what happened. Never knew.
That's been through all those. That's been around for 40 years.
No, more. Like, more. Well, I've been around for more than 40 years, but the movie, the first movie was like 1930-something.
Wow, so they all end that way?
Yes, they do.
Wow.
And I did. In different forms, but So, like, you know, you have to say, because there's going to be a whole generation that didn't see The Sixth Sense, and they need to know what happened, or even Psycho.
I'm watching Titanic this weekend. Don't give it up.
Hey, Planet of the Apes, they're on Earth.
I've
never seen that.
Cry out loud.
Thank you, Cornelius.
You saved me 2.5 hours.
Sponsored by Horizon Interior. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Okay, Hank.
This
is a big night coming up tonight. We're going to find. We're going to learn something tonight.
We could learn
something tonight.
Who the Bruins will play in the Stanley Cup Finals? Game 6 in St. Louis. Blues and the Sharks. Blues are up 3-2. They win tonight. They'll face the Bruins. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. We do know is next Monday night at 8:00. Bruins practiced yesterday. They'll take the day off today. Meanwhile, Red Sox, they blasted the Blue Jays 12-2 in Toronto yesterday afternoon. They hit four home runs. Bogaerts, JBJ, Chavis, and Devers, each hitting one. David Price gave up two runs, both unearned, worked five innings, struck out 10 for the win. Go to WROR.com for all the highlights. Eduardo Rodriguez starts tonight in Toronto. The Reds, Patriots, re-signed defensive tackle Danny Shelton. And Golden State swept the Trailblazers with a 119-117 win. They advanced to the NBA Finals for the fifth straight year, the first NBA team to do that
since
the 1966 Celtics.
Amazing.
Bucks lead 2-1 over Toronto in that other series. Game four is tonight in Toronto. That's a look at sports.
Who you want the Bruins to play?
I really want the Bruins to play the Sharks, but I think we're getting the Blues.
I hear you.
Sharks are beat up a little bit. The Blues are a little bit better shape.
Gotcha.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Morning, everybody. This morning we're talking about sleep. And I'm a big fan of sleep.
Well, you can sleep anywhere, you say.
I can sleep any place, anytime. I can lay down on the floor right here and fall
asleep. That's a gift.
Do it.
Yeah.
I challenge you to do it. Yeah.
That's a gift because a lot of people have tough time sleeping. Like, it's really bad. So bad, in fact, people are spending up to $10,000 to get a good night's sleep.
Seriously?
What? Sleep coaches. You know, like when you had a little baby and the baby wouldn't sleep?
Okay.
No, listen. Yeah. And then you'd go to like a sleep expert, so the Ferber method and all that other stuff and blah, blah, blah.
They used to have sheep coaches, you know, count a thousand sheep.
Exactly. Yeah. So now it's for adults because sleep is the new hustle. People are really trying to get it. And I get it. Like it's, I think there was this old theory that like, oh, you know, I only need 5 hours of sleep a night. And
That's not true.
But it's not true. You need more. Yeah. And so this guy, for instance, in New York, he was losing sleep because he had a death. I mean, people, they have things on their mind. Death in the family, a lost job, marriage troubles. He was down to 2 hours of sleep a night.
Ooh.
So he went to this lady, Soda Kozowski, who gave him some holistic solutions like magnesium spray, blue light shielding glasses, and regular yoga and meditation classes. In 10 months, he spent $4,000, and he gets about 5 hours now.
Wow. Really? No wonder he lost his job and was divorced. He's spending $4,000 on that hocus pocus.
No, it's not true.
Hello, my name is Hocus
she
Pocus.
She owns a 2,000 square, that woman who helped him, a 2,000 square foot sleep center called Start With Sleep and charges clients, financial people, lawyers, doctors, up to $1,000 for a 4 to 6 week program.
Really?
But then there's a woman in Luxembourg. She charges $10,000 for day long sessions, including life coaching and dietary tests. And that's the other thing. A lot of people like it boils down to like diet and not drinking alcohol and eating like a sub before you go to bed.
Exactly. Like I always feel like I get horrible sleep when I eat a pepperoni pizza and then go to bed.
Heartburn can wake you up anytime, any place.
So, new client,
I need to pay somebody to tell me that.
So, here, I'm going to give you some advice, okay? For free. Cut out sugar, gluten, lactose, and alcohol because they can trigger inflammation and stress out the body. I bet you get a good night's sleep. All you want to do is sleep because you're starving.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really?
So, anyway, yeah, there's another place called Sleeptastic Solutions, which is cognitive behavioral therapy.
I'm a big believer in exercise. I think exercise leads to sleep.
Really?
But not right before you go to sleep, because that gets your heart revved up, and it takes a while to get it back down. You got to do it the same time every day.
I would not know.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem goes to see Doc Sider about a little psychological problem he's having.
So, Lem, what seems to be your psychological problem?
Oh, Doc, you gotta help me. I can't get any sleep because I keep imagining there's a big ugly creature hiding under my bed. Can you help?
Oh, sure, I can help. But it'll take 2 sessions of psychological counseling a week, every week, for about 6 months.
Well, how much will that cost, Doc?
Well, I'd say that'd be about $5,000.
Oh, I'll get back to you, Doc.
6 weeks later, Lem runs into Doc Sider on the street, and we hear...
Well, say, Lem.
Yeah?
I never did hear from you. What'd you decide to do about your problem?
Oh, well, you know Jacob Spagwiler, the bartender down at $3 Dewey's?
Yeah.
Well, he cured me for $25.
$25? Well, how'd he do that?
He came over and sawed the legs off my bed.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day
and night.
105.7 WROR.
Now, this is a big deal here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program because we want you to sign up and help us raise as much money as possible for the Pan Mass Challenge. Registration is now open for the Pan Mass Challenge. You can ride with us, Team WROR. And,
or just do the easy thing and donate to our team.
That would be good.
You can just stay on your couch, you lazy.
Well, I'm just saying.
Now you've already been, you started training. That. You rode, what, 45 miles
this 45 miles Saturday.
Okay, very good.
Ready.
Now, the thing is, you don't have to ride, you know, a gazillion miles. You can ride as little as 25 miles and sign up and help us out. And every rider raised dollar goes directly to Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and the Jimmy Fund, and it's just really fun. Now, the reason we mention this right here is because the reason we all ride and the reason everyone rides in the PMC is sitting right here in the studio with us this morning. His name is Cam Miller, and Cam has been our pedal partner. This is going to be third year, right, Cam?
Third year.
Nice. Okay. Now, when we first met Cam, he was undergoing treatment at the Dana-Farber. And what's your situation? What's your situation right now, Cam?
So let's see. I can't even remember dates here, but I know I'm off chemo for just over a year.
Yep. You had lymphoma, right?
Yes. Had a lymphoma. Had a mass on my chest.
And how old were you when you were first diagnosed?
I was 13, I'd like to say.
Okay, and you're now, how old are you now?
17.
And you're just about to graduate 17. High school, right?
Okay. 17.
17. Amazing. Okay, awesome. And
chicks dig him, guys want to be him.
It's amazing.
You know what I mean?
Amazing. This is the success stories we're looking at right
now.
Yeah,
here. The best thing is when we're doing the ride and we ride into Lakeville, which is the pedal partner stop on Pan Mass Challenge weekend, first weekend in August, and when you ride in, it's amazing because they have all the signs for all the pedal partners as you're riding in. And then, you know, Cam, you're always there with your family, and we get to hang out for a little bit during the ride, and it's just awesome to see you that day especially.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool down there, especially seeing my goofball sisters dancing around.
I love your goofball sisters.
Your goofball sisters are cool. We like your sisters.
Now, the nice thing that Cam has done is that, you know, you were 5 years younger than you are now, 4 years younger. You've kind of taken some of the younger patients over at Dana-Farber under your wing and trying to help them get through it.
Yeah.
What do you tell them when you first meet somebody that's young and facing a cancer diagnosis?
I tell them, you know, we'll get through it. You know, sometimes it's unknowing what they have. All I know is that they have cancer. I tell them they'll get through it, and in the end, I hope they get through it, and if they don't, well, then that's just...
Do you tell them that you got through it?
Yeah. I tell them I get through it.
I got through it, you can get through it too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now what's in the future for you? You're going to be graduating high school coming up here in just a couple of weeks, so what are you going to do?
I'm actually graduating high school next year.
Okay.
I'm sorry, okay. Well, what do you plan to do after you get out of high school? Have you been making plans yet?
I'm looking into joining the Air Force.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
Are you still into meteorology and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, I am.
Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah, you've been doing like storm chasing
Cam's
and stuff.
Cam's done storm chasing and all that neat stuff.
Yeah. Now, what about your summer job? You mentioned that. It sounds very exciting.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's something that I seem to have enjoyed doing while doing this, this after-school program.
Which is?
Flight simulator class at a place in Canton, Mass. Called Global Flight Adventures.
Cool.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Excellent. Now, the Air Force, when you join the Air Force, you're going to join our Air Force?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Can you pick me up in Washington, D.C. and get me home?
I'll try.
Okay, listen, awesome. We will see you. We're going to be riding on the, is it the 3rd and 4th this year?
Third
and 4th, Saturday and Sunday.
We need to raise $60 million.
That's the deal. We need $60 million, and we need everybody to help. You can make a donation. Simply go into WRO.com/PMC. You can ride. You can do any of those things. And there are a bunch of rides. There are kiddie rides around your local communities, and everybody can ride
for the kids'
PMC.
Rides are great, and really, it's amazing because every ride Rider Raise dollar goes directly to Dana-Farber and kids like Cam and just helping these guys get better and graduate high school. And
that's right.
Do great things.
Yeah. It's really great to see you again, Cam.
Yeah, great
okay.
being here.
And we'll see you coming up first weekend in August, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, in the meantime, coming up next on the Lorna Wadi Morning Radio program, we got your Dirty Laundry Report. And what are we covering today?
The disgusting reason the Spice Girls had to delay the rehearsals.
Oh, boy. We better get Cam out of
yeah.
here.
Yeah. You don't want to hear this, Cam. You don't want to hear it at all. Stuff of nightmares.
That's right.
Hey, what's.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we've got concerts, crazy people, and before we get to our segment called What's Grosser Than Gross, oh. I'm giving away a four-pack of tickets to Happy Place, that interactive, immersive pop-up exhibit on Boylston Street. It's so fun. It's like Instagram-worthy, every photo. Yep. We've been there. We've taken the pictures. We've jumped in the bucket full of like plastic balls. It's crazy. Well, I didn't, but you did.
Collective we.
Yes, exactly.
15 caller,
617-931-1057. Okay. I just want to mention sort of this. It's not a pleasant situation, but I feel I wanted to let you guys know why these Spice Girls rehearsals were temporarily suspended last week.
Well, I'm so glad you are because I've been dying to know.
Mel B. She had to go to the hospital because she was temporarily blinded in her right eye.
What happened?
Oh.
A source says, quote, she's doing fine now. She's not blind. This has happened before. She has herpes in her eye, so this can happen.
Oh, boy.
They give her some drops, and she's good now. It's You're nothing kidding. Major. Wow. And I had no idea that was a thing.
This is a thing, huh?
That's a thing.
So she's herpes Spice now.
She's fine. But anyway, I just didn't know it was a thing, and I wanted to let everyone know.
Where's she been putting her eye?
Really? All right.
But seriously, how does that happen?
Didn't she just complain about the eye thing at the RMV?
Ooh, you make a good point.
Exactly. So anyway, don't let that happen to you. Okay. Hey, Dan Aykroyd, I had no idea he was
crazy.
Bad.
was that the word you
bad
were searching
yes,
for?
Bad bleep crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Crazy.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Why? I mean, he's doubled down on a theory that he's had for a long time. He believes there are aliens among us. They want to impregnate our women. They would love to draw blood and fluid and would love to impregnate a woman and produce a hybrid baby. That's why they're here.
So what's the crazy part?
wait a minute.
He wants to do Ghostbusters 3.
He said this recently. I know. Yeah. He said this recently, but this was him on Larry King in 2010. I was so surprised.
They only land in isolated places. They have taken people, I believe. They do have technology. Lord Hill Norton of the British Defense Staff said that he believed 23 different species are coming because they don't want anything to do with us. I don't think we will ever have a formal relationship, a formal contact with any alien species out there, especially after 9/11, when we broke our toys in the sandbox. If they were observing that, goodbye, human race. And honestly, I don't think they're a mass threat, but I do believe they're breaking the law. I'm serious.
Okay.
He really is a conehead.
Yeah,
that
like,
is true.
We are from France.
What? I just never knew. Wow. Mind blown. So good luck to Dan and that theory. I hope it's not true, though. You know, the little part of my brain.
Little
part of my brain is like,
going,
what if he's right?
If
oh, my gosh.
I do think that there's life out there somewhere.
There's this guy that lives around the corner from me. I
bet you there's life out there, but are they coming here to impregnate our women? I don't know. I hope. Well, whatever.
They probably have much
not
bigger,
Mel B.
Much bigger fish to fry.
Oh yeah. Hey, Madonna. She announced her Madam X tour, and it's got additional dates already in Boston: November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd at the Bach Center Wang Theater, which is kind of a small
venue. Get out of
venue,
town, really.
I think.
Not even Madonna has canceled the tour because of herpes.
Wow. No, they didn't cancel
Which
it.
Which is shocking. I
they
might
just
add.
Had to postpone.
Postpone.
Yes, no big okay. deal. Yeah.
Misspoke.
But so, if she's wearing a patch at the concert.
She does. She is wearing an eye patch.
Wearing a patch?
Isn't that
okay,
so funny? Yeah, she is wearing an eye patch. The tickets. The weird part about the tickets is that you can request tickets to the Madonna concert. You put in. You have to log in at Ticketmaster.
It's like
you're
bidding for tickets.
Kind of. And you put in all your information, and then they let you know if you got the tickets. Which is, and I think the tickets are like $1,000.
Somebody calls you with a phony British accent.
I don't know. And finally, this is weird and interesting. Whitney Houston's estate plans a new album and a hologram tour. So her music is going to live on with plans to release music from the vault. God, everyone's got a vault.
this is previously unreleased.
I have a vault of clothes that don't fit me anymore. That's pretty much my legacy.
is this previously unreleased music?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then they'll take a hologram of the music legend on the road. And so I guess the tour will include Houston's original backup singers and bands. And I guess a Broadway show might be in the works in a Las Vegas review. Hey, listen, I love me some Whitney Houston. That's going to be a little interesting.
Maybe you could do a hologram tour and the clothes would fit your hologram.
Really?
Wow, that was,
that was pretty smooth.
They can see what that looked like.
Don't you think that was rude?
When I leave this earth, you can set that whole thing up. Look it! LBF's clothes fitter tour.
Gosh,
you should have lost that 20.
Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
We hope you're ready because it's game time here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. And now let's meet our player this morning who's going to go for $1,000 in Century Bank. It's Connor Graylish, who is from Wilmington, Massachusetts. And I understand, Connor, that you are a you work for a sewer and drain company. Is that right?
Yes. John Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Excellent. Good. Good.
You got that great song,
John Sewer and Drain Cleaners.
Oh, yeah, those
okay. Well, I hope that one of the questions today involves which way does the water rotate when it goes down the drain? Is it clockwise or counterclockwise?
Hopefully.
Okay.
You're out of luck.
You're out of luck. I'm sorry to hear that.
Dream Smasher.
Okay, now, Connor, you know
That's
how this
me.
Works. LBF, the Dream Smasher, is going to be here to ask you 10 questions with a time frame of 60 seconds. Now, in the meantime, while she's doing that, you're going to hear this tick, 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 tick.
The time. Smashing your dreams.
It's the timer in the background, relentlessly moving forward. And all you have to do is give us 10 correct answers in 60 seconds. Now, on a regular basis, how well do you do?
Usually six or more questions, right?
Okay. You ever have one of those days where you say, man, I would have won it today?
Right. Yeah. I've had one of those days.
Okay. Maybe this is the day.
Maybe this is the day.
Are you ready to go?
Hopefully.
You set?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
If you have a $5 bill and two tens, how much money do you have?
$25.
What's the name of the casino that's opening in Everett this summer?
Encore.
What company has food that's finger-licking good?
KFC.
According to a famous Saturday Night Live catchphrase, what's the only prescription for Christopher Walken's fever?
More cowbell.
Which fictional city do the Simpsons live in?
Springfield.
What kind of plant do giant pandas eat?
Bamboo.
Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins was featured in this movie.
Pass.
On a map, the horizontal lines are called what?
Pass.
Who is Barack Obama's wife?
Michelle Obama.
Reese Witherspoon played a ditzy law student in this movie.
Legally Blonde.
Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins was featured in this movie. Oh!
You were strong.
So good.
Eight correct answers for us this morning.
And it's not like you got any wrong. You actually just passed on two. You had to think about it.
So, bring us up to speed, LB.
Well, Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins was featured in Top Gun. It's an excellent
now it
scene,
comes
by
back
the way.
To you.
Everybody is shirtless.
Yep.
Yeah. New one's coming out soon, too.
Yeah, that's right. And on a map, the horizontal lines are called latitude.
Yeah. You know how I remember latitude and longitude?
Because it's like a ladder.
No, it's like a ladder. Like the rungs on a ladder. Latitude.
I see. Okay, good for next time.
Next time.
Next time.
I ask you what longitude is.
Well, that's a completely different story for a different time.
I'm sorry, but you should be proud of yourself.
Fear not. We have a consolation prize, and this is really a good consolation prize. There's a great show. It's called Cortaque, and it's by Cirque du Soleil. and Cirque du Soleil, you know how this, they have all these, you know, they do these freaky things, and they swing by their tongue and stuff like that.
Wow, really?
Amazing. It's an extravagant a spectacle featuring astonishing acrobatics. That's what they say here. And it's the Gannis Arena, June 19th through June 30th, and you're going to be going there.
Yep. Sorry that your $1,000 went down the drain.
Come on.
Hey. No, they say I'm mean.
Hey, thanks for playing the
great
game.
Great job.
Thanks
proud
for listening.
Of yourself.
Have a great day today, okay?
Yep, thank you.
You bet. So.
God, he loves that.
The bell was ready to go because I thought he was going to get it.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow.
Not today.
You can do it. Come on. You want to play the game? You got to register. Log on to WRR.com and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Coming up next month, ladies and gentlemen, it's Father's Day. And speaking of Father's Day, this story reminded me of dads everywhere. For the father, my nominee for the father of the year is this guy in Oregon named Brian Couture, who staged a break in his own home last month so he could steal $700 from a daughter's Girl Scout cookie money to pay for an erotic massage.
Oh, God.
And I'm thinking, wow, there's a great dad right there.
So many wrong things
father
in that story.
$700.
$700. So apparently she did okay.
That's like four boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
So then that's true.
So then the question comes to mind. Do you ever borrow money from your kid's piggy bank?
Well,
is that stealing?
It's if you give it back, it's not stealing. It also depends what it's for. Because I feel like this, even if you put the money back afterwards,
this
it's
is wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Okay?
The erotic just massage
FYI.
Thing.
But yeah, if you don't have any cash and you have to tip the guy who brings the meatball subs, has to happen. My sister.
That's very specific.
My sister had Bank of Julie up in her room when we were growing up, and because she always had cash. And she had a list above her bed, people who owe me. And then it would be like Lauren, $20. Mom, $30. Rob, $50.
No kidding.
Bucks.
Wow. That's why she's Miss Money.
That's right. And
why
now
she works
she's
at
Miss
a bank.
Money.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
exactly.
Yeah, my number one son. He, you know, I'd say, okay, look, I'm going to borrow some money from, but, so I thought, okay, I'll teach him the concept of banking. So I said, but I'll pay you interest on your money. I'll pay. So eventually he ends up trying to jack the rates on me. Okay, I think he gets it.
And then he sends some leg breakers
that's right,
around.
Right, that's right, yeah.
Now he's in the mafia. He wants his money.
You want to pay the fig.
Well, so, you know, because a lot of times our kids are the only ones who have cash.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Birthday money.
Who's got cash?
Yeah, all that good stuff. Everyone gives them cash, and they put it away, and we're like, don't bring it to the bank. I'm going to need it this week.
Yeah.
I never pay it back. I pay it back in Uber.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I mean,
okay.
Even this weekend, you know, we go to the Little League fields, and they have the Snack Shack. So if my daughter wants stuff at the Snack Shack, my Sam finishes
does
plenty.
Does your Snack
wants,
Shack take credit cards?
No. It's a cash. We give them cash. You know,
really?
It's the parents running the thing. So I'm dishing out cash to that thing all day. We come home from the snack from baseball, and Sam says, hey, I found $20 on the ground. I go, can I have it? I just dropped 20 at the snack shack. He's like, no, finders keepers.
He's learning fast.
Did you tell him to put it in his room for later?
Well, I'll bring it next week for the snack shack, buddy.
I like his attitude.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, we're moving into that season, ladies and gentlemen. You say, which season is that? That season. Sharks. Okay, what's the latest?
Well, actually, a great white shark that was tagged off Nova Scotia last year was now detected in Long Island Sound just this week. And it is the first time that's ever happened.
Really?
So Long Island Sound is kind of where, you know, Greenwich, Connecticut area.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It's good news, apparently. I mean, not if you're a swimmer.
It's good news for the sharks, right?
It's good news for the environment, it says, because they've been working on the sound to clean it up and get life to come back to the region. And when you have an apex predator like a great white shark move into the area, that's a sign that there's a lot of life or a lot of
not
surfers.
Not for long.
That's stunning. That's stunning to me because at the end of Long Island, Montauk was famous for great whites.
Sure, yeah.
We had all the great whites coming up to Massachusetts, the Cape.
Right, yeah.
Have they just not been looking for them, maybe? Haven't been tagging them? It seems odd that this is the first one.
I don't know. I'm just reading the actual story, but I think it's like, I think that that maybe it's been not a great place for great whites for a little bit.
Maybe because of
pollution. It was in North Carolina, and like it went down to Nova Scotia to North Carolina, and then coming back up, probably to head to Chatham.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Cape.
Yep. So,
who's going to the Cape this summer?
Anybody going, probably going on the cave?
You're going to rent a cottage?
Yeah, well, I want to go on a shark watch.
I do not want to go on a shark watch, but I've specifically... This is kind of interesting because Dave Falcone, my husband, said, I said, what do you want to do this summer? And he said, I want to look at the ocean. I want to hear the ocean.
I don't want to go in the ocean.
Yeah. So I was like, well, we're going to Maine because you can't go in the ocean because it's too cold. But, you know, like it is a thing. We go to the beach, like we'll go to this place and there's a little sound, like a little like inlet or something. And we can kayak and we kayaked once. It was the most terrifying 40 minutes of my life because
you thought that under there
was a shark. And you know, there is some marine life no matter what it is, and it's just, it's absolutely frightening. And you know, ever since last year when somebody was, you know, killed by a shark, it's like, it's just a really, it's a real fear, and it's really something that I plan around.
Okay,
are you
gonna head up to Maine a little bit then?
Well, eventually, I mean, yeah.
Okay, if you get up to Maine, if you get up around Acadia. If you go into Acadia, one of the most unbelievable beaches I've ever been to, and I was there maybe 3 years ago, it's called Sandy Beach. And it's got beautiful, beautiful sandy beach, obviously. And then when you get in the water, you can only stay in there for 5 minutes because you get a headache in your ankles the minute
which is exactly why we're going to Maine.
I went swimming at Sandy Beach one time. When did I came out, I looked like I weighed 135 pounds.
It's amazing.
Amazingly cold. It's very cold. No sharks up there.
No, I figure it's too cold for the sharks.
I don't think I'm the only person who's really kind of planning a vacation around avoidance of sharks or
beaches. They do have sharks in Maine.
But, like, I'm not going to swim in that water. But, like, you know, when you go to Race Point Beach, you want to swim in that water. And then you see the flags up, and you're like, no, I don't want to swim in that water.
Well, the sharks up in Maine, they just don't have all their teeth.
Right. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. So everybody was kind of waiting for last night when James Holzhauer came back to, go back to winning money on Jeopardy. Won his 23rd consecutive last night. Won over $80,000. I was kind of doing the math on this. Because the all-time champion was on 72 consecutive. He had 72 consecutive wins. Now, James Holzhauer is averaging about $80,000 a night.
Yeah, he's cleaning up.
So if he lasts 72, within 72 games, he would win $5,760,000.
I think he's going to do it because he spanks everyone.
So I was Hank was telling me that he did a little research on Holzhauer, and he's like a math genius, right?
Yeah, he skipped second grade when he was, 4 years old.
Second grade math is so easy.
I practically skipped second grade.
Anyway, it said in high school, he was on the math team and he would get A's on the exams, but he would get C's on his report card because he wouldn't turn in the homework.
He didn't apply himself.
Because he said, another thing I did well. I can do better things with my time, like play online poker and make money.
Wow.
So that's what he did in high school and college.
Yes.
He said he went to college for a little bit, but he never paid any attention because he was always winning stuff.
He's a professional gambler.
Even Tom Brady watches Jeopardy, apparently. Mm-hmm. Did you see Tom Brady last night? On Twitter, he said, if James loses on Jeopardy tonight, I'll eat a strawberry on Instagram Live tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so now the question. Now here's my question. How are they going to handle this guy? I mean, what if he just keeps on winning and winning and winning and nobody comes in to stop him on Jeopardy?
I don't know.
I mean, how long can they? This
snipers.
Could be his full time.
Oh, they'll have to hire snipers.
Wow, that got dark.
I don't know.
I mean, it'll be fun to find out.
Okay, you've won enough. You have to leave the game.
Well, it's got
to
be good for Jeopardy. The ratings.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it always does pretty well. But it does. It's this sensation. It's like wow.
I also like the takeaway. Just, don't turn in your homework and then don't finish college.
Don't apply yourself.
Okay, good to hear. Thank you very much. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.